a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It's a getaway weekend, and in spite of record high gas prices and inflation, a lot of you will be hitting the roads and the airways.
Tens of millions of Americans will be out and about as we unofficially kick off summer. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Amanda, in Utah, we're paying about $4.65 for a gallon of gas right now. That's a significant jump from just yesterday. Grocery bills and other costs are high, but for a lot of people now, the pandemic is in the past, and it's time to get out.
Feels awesome. It's great. It's going to be a good weekend.
As much as I've enjoyed a slower pace, I'm also looking forward to getting back to normal.
KSL.com reports the Salt Lake Airport is expecting about 25,000 travelers this weekend. On the roads, UDOT says you can expect heavy traffic on I-15 in Davis and Salt Lake counties early this afternoon and into evening. And by the way, if you're traveling west, that's where you will encounter the higher gas prices in California. That's about $6 a gallon. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
The Memorial Day weekend marks the start of the 100 deadliest days on Utah's roads, and new data shows that many of the deaths and crashes could have been prevented if people would have buckled their seatbelts.
We got to go and knock on their door and tell them their loved one is dead, and typically it's because they've made a poor choice to not wear their seatbelt.
Sergeant Eric Prescott with the Utah Highway Patrol tells KSL-TV the speeding is another major factor behind a lot of our fatal car crashes. 80% of our fatal crashes in the last few years have taken place on side streets and smaller highways.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson, and he's got your Memorial Day travel covered.
We'll go ahead and start with southern Utah, where fire danger will be high each and every day, including Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day. You will be dealing with windy conditions, but no rain in the southern half. So if you're headed to any of the reservoirs like Lake Powell or Sand Hollow, maybe Quail Creek, you will be running into choppy waters in the afternoons. Now to northern Utah, where most of the action will be this weekend. We're looking at a very wet pattern setting up. If you are headed to the mountains to do some camping or maybe even try to break out the boat in northern Utah, you will run into showers and cooler weather. And our mountains will be in the 50s and even 40s by Monday. Snow levels remain high for campers on Saturday at about 11,000 feet. Working into Sunday and Monday, snow levels come down to about 6,500 feet. So maybe check the elevation at which you are camping or doing your recreation. Bottom line, this Memorial Day weekend, you want to be aware in northern Utah of snow levels and increased wetter weather. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
KSL's top national stories now. A young survivor of the school shooting in Texas tells relatives that she played dead in her classroom, and that's why she wasn't shot. 11-year-old Mia Sorello's quick thinking may have saved her life.
I don't know if she was taught to do this or a routine, or I don't know. I can't explain myself of why she thought of that.
Blanca Rivera says her niece was hit with a few bullet fragments during the gunfire.
Lee Greenwood has canceled his Saturday appearance at the NRA convention in Houston. The country music singer saying in a statement that he will not perform, quote, out of respect for those mourning the loss of those innocent children and teachers in Uvalde. The NRA is going ahead with its Memorial Day weekend convention, and former President Donald Trump will be one of the key speakers.
We just don't have that luxury or that option just to cancel a convention that has been on the books for 2 years. where we are contractually obligated.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says they are expecting a lot of protesters to be in the city during the convention, and he is asking them to remain peaceful.
The community of Springville is rallying around the families of two teens who died in what police say was a murder-suicide. Lisa Walker tells A Woman's View it's warming her heart to see that.
You know, we're doing okay under the circumstances and looking for that silver lining of a community that's doing the right thing and coming together over it.
17-year-old Lily Conroy was just taken off life support this past weekend after investigators say she was shot by her 19-year-old ex-boyfriend.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.